Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Hitting you with a couple of crooners to start out today.
What we got here?
Leaves from Nat King Cole.
Nice.
Who do we? Did you really just ask who do we have here? Of red and gold. It's.
I didn't hear it at first.
It's almost more than I can take that you wouldn't appreciate Nat King Cole. I guarantee you, Mike Furches does. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you today?
Doing great, and I agree. How can you not appreciate Nat King Cole?
Heard he was a terrible guy. Is that true?
Well, I have no idea what he was like. I know he's great singer. If I'm basing who I like on music on how their
morality
is,
we're just listening to the tone.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
And everybody who heard you sing last night, you're no Nat King Cole.
Well,
let me tell you
I want
right
another
now.
Chance today.
No.
This isn't a good acoustic environment for me. I need something better.
Mike, what have you seen lately? I asked you when you came in if you saw Big Little Lies, which I'm a little disappointed in you that you didn't see that, but what the heck? We can't see everything.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw three movies in 1 week, two advances, and that
you
was
You know
not
Big
one
Little Lies isn't a movie, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's a series.
Yeah. So I have been watching a few series on Netflix and so forth, but what have I seen? Blinded by the Light, The Peanut Butter Falcon, which comes out tomorrow, comes out actually Friday officially for some previews on Thursday night.
What's that?
Peanut Butter Falcon is about a little boy. He's not actually a little boy. He's a 22, 23-year-old man with Down syndrome. Lives in a nursing home.
Oh, I've read about that.
His partner is Bruce Dern in his room. And his dream is, you would love it, Jeff, his dream is to break away and become a professional wrestler.
Oh, I think I have heard
And along
about
the
that.
Way, Jake the Snake Roberts and a few other folks are there to help him along the way.
Oh, I have seen the preview for that.
It's actually,
I'm going to see that. That comes out Friday?
I think it comes out. There'll be some advances Thursday night, and then Friday will be the
All
right.
Now, Mike Furches has seen literally
Was
thousands.
Was it good?
Be quiet,
sorry.
Jeff.
It's really good. The problem I had is the night before I saw Blinded by the Light.
Okay.
And I absolutely loved that movie. One of my favorite movies of all time.
As I started to say before, Jeff and his Jake the Snake Roberts enthusiasm. Well, grow up.
Who else is in it? Is Dino Bravo in it? He's dead.
What'd you think of Blinded by the Light? Knowing the answer, as someone who's seen thousands of movies, you've already elevated it into your top. Two or three.
Top two?
Yeah. Every movie impacts a person differently. And the movie that has been my favorite for many years is a movie I know you don't like, which is Field of Dreams.
That's okay.
I so much want to go to see the White Sox play there next year.
How can you not like Field of Dreams?
But there's a lot of historical inaccuracies.
Yeah. I don't expect movies to necessarily
But
be
Joe
true
Jackson
either.
Should be batting left-handed in Field of Dreams. Even I know that.
Who?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
He doesn't bat right-handed. I know that.
Okay, guys. I love Field of Dreams. For me, Blinded by the Light, only time will tell. But if I had to say this moment what was my favorite movie that I've ever seen, I would put Blinded by the Light right up there with the reality and the possibility that that could change over time, that it may not hold over time as much as Field of Dreams has.
Why
does
it that way?
Why do you think it wouldn't hold over time?
Well, you never know. I mean, you go back and see some movies. I've seen some movies that I thought were great, and I go back and watch them again, and they just don't hold the same appeal. Field of Dreams is a movie I can watch over and over again. The scene where the primary character plays catch with his dad, every time I see that, I tear up because I never knew my dad. So it has that type of an emotional impact. For Blinded by the Light.
So is that why?
A big part of the
father relationship.
A big part of the story is the father-son relationship. Plus, I like Bruce Springsteen, and I thought they did a great job of incorporating the music to the storyline. And then I've done a lot of research since then to find out that the movie is somewhat accurate to the true story is even more amazing.
And yes, there is an association in this movie with the music of Bruce Springsteen, who's putting out another record, and then a documentary to accompany this record, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So the legend of Bruce Springsteen continues to flourish. Where would he go down in the pantheon?
I think the movie touches on it well. Springsteen speaks to the common man and woman. He speaks to the blue collar. I grew up in a blue collar family. My mother was union. I never got along great with my mother after she passed. One of the things I've learned to appreciate about her was her work to improve working relationships for women. My mother was the first woman ever inducted into the United Steelworkers Hall of Fame. That's kind of an honor that I can respect out of that. But I think Springsteen speaks to the blue collar man and woman, that those that are out there, that have been out there in the past making products on the factory line or the assembly line. And I don't think very many people speak to that as much as Bruce Springsteen.
Let's get to Mike on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, 869-1240. If you have a question for a movie, Mike Furches, he's here for a little while. Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing great today, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say on Monday night I went and saw it with some friends, and we all loved it. We just loved Blinded by the Light. I've seen Springsteen, I think, 12 times since 1980. Took my mom before she passed away. Took her. She went with me 4 times. At one point, he and Bruce and Steve Van Zandt and Clarence Clemons were blowing kisses to her. It made her day, and Clarence gave her a souvenir that she kept with her till the day she died.
Cool. Thank you, Mike. So, we appreciate
just
it.
Love the movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it also. I saw
you
it.
You saw
on,
it?
Yeah, I saw
you're
it.
You're just
on,
now breaking in with this?
I thought I said that during the break.
He told me about it, yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I loved the ending. You know I'm a sucker for good dialogue and a good speech at the end, and it had that. So I endorsed the movie,
yeah,
wholeheartedly.
Not in your top 10, but probably.
Maybe. I mean, top
you're
10.
You're not raving about it.
I'm not raving, but top 10 are movies you've seen. And
yeah, but
many
I've heard
times
you rave before.
I haven't raved about a movie in a while. I don't think they make the kind of movies I like very often anymore. Huh. Dialogue-driven and story-driven and no frills. You know what I'm saying.
I think as well that for a low-budget film, the way they incorporated the music into the story, the scenery, the lyrical content, I thought was genius the way they did that. And it kind of helped drive home some of the meaning of some of those lyrics of Springsteen.
What about Dora and the Lost City of Gold?
You know, I've not seen that.
Getting some buzz.
I was going to take my granddaughter to see it simply because she loves Dora. And it was one of those movies I cared less about seeing until I saw the previews that it's a live-action film. And it actually looks kind of interesting and kind of good. So I am planning on taking my granddaughter. We were going to take her last week, but my wife wasn't doing so well on Friday after chemo, so we didn't get to go last Friday, but we'll maybe see that this week.
I saw the movie The Farewell and Awkwafina. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah,
she's got a magnetic screen presence. I'm surprised because she's like a rapper, and I don't know much about her aside from her acting, but she's incredible to me.
So what did you think of Farewell? Because that's one that I've been wanting to
see.
It was
really good.
Yeah.
I'm not raving about it either, but maybe I'm just not a raver about movies. But
Why aren't you raving?
I liked it. It was a really good movie. Most of it was in Chinese, so you have to read the subtitles. It might make you sleepy, but it's good.
Here's Eric. Eric, thanks for your call.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mike, I heard an interview with one of the Kendrick brothers a few weeks ago, and I kind of got turned on to their music, watched a lot of movies. Watch Flywheel, I guess, Overcomers coming out. Do you follow the Kendrick Brothers movies at all?
Absolutely do follow them. I know them quite well.
You know them, of course.
Excuse me?
You say you know them quite well.
Yeah, I've met them. I would say I know who they are. I've met them. I wouldn't say I know them as personal friends, but I've met them and do follow their movies quite a bit. And I'm actually looking forward to Overcomers.
Blew me away.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, man.
He's kind of cutting out. I couldn't really understand Eric that well.
Kind of an interesting concept. These two guys, they've done a great job of incorporating faith into other types of films, but do it on a low-budget scale that have made quite a bit of money. By the way, for those that don't know, one of my friends, he was actually a really good friend of mine named Kent Williamson, who has made one of the best documentarian filmmakers of all time, was actually killed in a car wreck about 2 weeks ago. And he's an individual I do know well. So if you want to look up Kent Williamson, with Paladin Pictures, Kent made probably two of the best documentaries that I've ever seen.
Now, you brought up something of historical significance. 45 years ago, Buford Husser was killed. And, of course, a movie named Walking Tall, which came out in 1973, was about him.
Yeah.
And it was a huge movie. I was in high school at the time, and I worked for a time at the Derby Cinema, and that's one of the movies that came through there. And it was a packed house every night.
For how long?
Oh, forever, I think.
Yeah.
What's the other one that came out in that same kind of time period that, my God.
Oh, there's a number of movies that came out along that time frame, but I don't remember any movie.
Billy Jack.
Yeah, Billy Jack.
Tom Laughlin. Yeah, that's another one that came out and just it just was there forever. So that's how movies used to thrive.
We're talking about this. For those that don't know, especially those that are in the younger audience, there was a day that we didn't have the multiplexes. And so a movie company would bring, or a local theater would bring in a movie, and depending upon how well that movie did, it may be held over till the next week. You booked your movies from week to week. And if a movie did very well on any particular weekend, they would hold it over. And for Walking Tall, Star Wars was in that line. Billy Jack was in that line as well. But I don't remember any, except for maybe Star Wars, that had the held over appeal as Walking Tall. There were places that movie was held over, listen to this now, for over a year. And it packed out house, packed houses out. I don't know, the way they do the top-earning movies of all time, you know, of course, nowadays you pay $10 to get into a movie, and back then you might have paid $1.50. But it has to be one of the top-grossing movies of all time. I got the chance to meet and know his daughter, Dwana, who committed suicide about 3 years ago. And the way I got to know her is I did one of the strangest reviews I ever did is The Rock. They did a remake of Walking Tall with The Rock in it. And they destroyed the story. And it was one of the worst reviews that I've ever given a movie while still paying respect to the real Buford Pusser. And Dwana read that and loved it and contacted me. We kept in touch for about 2.5-3 years and because she really appreciated the fact that I respected her father and, in a nice way, trashed the movie that did the father a lot of injustice in my opinion.
I just had a weird thought. I think the nickname of the Wichita baseball team should be the Pussers.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think that'll fly.
Well, that's a Tennessee name. I don't know how it would go.
Yeah, I don't know how it'd go over in Wichita.
So I had a theory that I shared on the show this week or last week and shared it with some other people. Movies have become television, and television has become the movies because television is all released at once. The series is all released at once. You get to watch it, enjoy the whole story at once, and then you talk about it. Whereas movies... are now episodic. You get the first Spider-Man, then the second, then the third. Then you got to go back to the whatever other movies in that universe. And I know I'll mix them up because I don't watch those. But is that a fair statement? Does that make any sense?
I think it's very fair, but I think it's also one of the reasons that there are more people watching movies now on Netflix, not to take away from Amazon Prime, but there are more people watching movies on Netflix than there are actually people watching movies in the theater.
Sure.
The number one movie in America 2 weeks ago was not Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was one of the releases that was actually on Netflix.
Is that right? Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that, but they're getting tons of people that are subscribing to their services. But I think Jeff is exactly right. Even the television shows, it's one of the things that makes them so good. Stranger Things is a perfect example of that, is it can tell a great story and develop the characters in a way that you can't do in a two-hour movie. And
that's what Big Little Lies does with a cast, a phenomenal cast, Reese Witherspoon, Meryl Streep, Laura Dern.
You're talking to Major.
Nicole Kidman. I mean, my good.
Those are all. Bob, I'll go home tonight and I'll watch some of it. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's had two seasons. Yeah. It's very well done. It's somewhat dark, but with those actors. I mean, you'll never see a cast like that in a major motion picture.
No. They can't afford it.
What is the landscape looking like for the future of our entertainment? Will there be movie theaters in 10 years?
I think that the movie theaters will always exist because you can't beat the experience of actually going to the theater, getting I don't like popcorn, but I don't hardly ever go to the movie without getting popcorn. but the experience of going out and enjoying a theater on the mega screen is just something that I think will always be there. Will there be the hits, the mega hits that we've seen over the years? I'm not so sure about that. But there's no doubt that Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and others have definitely cut into. I saw a movie on Hulu the other night, was very good, and have followed some series on there. And I would think that they're a minor league cable subscribing company. One of my favorite series is the Cobra Kai on YouTube. Who would have thought that YouTube would carry a TV series that was really good? But they did. And brought back the original actors and cast. So I think that the days of, for example, the old being held over, the major mega hits in theaters, I think it's done until we see something. And maybe we can have a, instead of a 3D experience, maybe if we can get a 4D experience. And there's theaters that are actually trying that concept with the surround, not just the surround sound, but the surround screens. So who knows what will happen. Maybe we'll see a virtual reality movie theater someday.
Now, have you talked to your wife, Mary Jane, about providing us with the music next week?
Yeah, I've talked to her, reminded her again. She had a rough week last week. She went 3 weeks, 4 weeks without chemo when we went to Tennessee. So then they put her on chemo again last week, and she had a really bad reaction to the chemo with it being new. But she's planning on doing it and looking forward to it. It's, from what I've heard with your wife's music, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a lot different. So
it'll
be good for Jeff.
Well, you're in the midst of...
No, I don't mind this music.
You're in the midst of going through some difficult times, and I want all our listeners to send out the best vibes and for Mike and his beautiful wife, Mary Jane Furches. And we're with you, man. We're with you spiritually and emotionally, and it's just... I know sometimes you feel like it's a lonely experience that you're going through. And, man... Can't even imagine, because I've never actually been through anything like that.
Well, we have felt that from you guys, Bob. You and Jeff, we certainly have felt that. Your wife has been wonderful in giving us encouragement online and at Facebook. And the listeners have just been fantastic. And without that type of support, I don't know how I could have done it. But I'm grateful for it. She's doing great. And she's going to a cancer camp with Victory in the Valley this weekend, which is an incredible organization that has done so much for us. Based out of Wichita here, but I'll be a bachelor for a couple of days, so maybe, Jeff, we can go to a movie and have a beer or something.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
Well, we love having Mike Furches as a part of our show. Really adds to what we're trying to do here, and that's to talk about a variety of different things on The Drive. Mike, have a great rest of your week and weekend, and please tell your wife hello for us.
Will do.
All right, we'll be back with Jive Talk, Top 10 Wednesday, my favorite Bob's or Robert's, and Jeff's favorite, Jeff's. It's going to be an interesting list. Back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,